What's going on, everybody, and welcome back for another episode of Triggered. This is Triggered episode number 302. We're here on Tuesday, July 20th. Let's start off with what everybody's talking about. Yeah. The panic over the Delta variant.
Yep.
Which, by the way, you're...
Panic!
Remember, that was over the Delta variant. India variant. I know. Really, but they renamed it because they needed to be culturally and racially sensitive.
Can we call it the Punjabi variant?
So now we have these places bringing back mask mandates. They're talking lockdowns. They're talking restrictions on indoor gatherings.
The health experts are, right?
Yeah.
Because the politicians sure as shit aren't going to do this.
Well,
there is a midterm election coming up. They're not going to talk. They're not going to get on that.
I agree.
They're not going to get on this. I mean, we all know that Biden wants a door-to-door vaccination program. He's not going to do it because, what, some 150 million Americans aren't vaccinated yet? That's a lot of people to piss off before an election.
They're kind of secretly doing it. The way they're doing it, from what I've read,
yeah,
is that they're farming it out to health groups.
Oh, great. Yeah. Great. Oh, great. And so it's like, a database. Okay.
And I was like,
it's a fucking database.
So what gave them the permission to, not only in the first place, kind of break HIPAA by the fact that they even have this kind of list,
right?
But to give it out to a third-party group?
I know.
There's got to be authorizations for that.
HIPAA is law until there's an emergency. Until it's not, I know.
So,
Jesus.
You know, you have New York City talking about this and that. Here's the thing.
Oh, God.
Here's the thing. Yeah, Delta may be more transmissible, but it is not more deadly.
And it doesn't make you sicker if you get it.
Right.
Right. It's just a very, I mean, that's,
you know, the way they make it sound is that, like, this is the new mutated.
Exactly.
What's it called? Andromeda strain,
Andromeda
which is
going to
take everybody out. And then you dig into it, and it's like, no.
Yeah. And now, then, for people who are unvaccinated,
it's just as bad as before.
Yeah, I mean, you know, you're rolling the dice. It's your choice, but you're rolling.
It's their choice, exactly.
Their choice. But, you know, I love how over the past, like, 18 months, people have discovered that, A, viruses exist, B, there are variants, and C, you know, vaccines aren't 100% effective.
Yeah.
Of course, to all three. Like, this is not...
Well, remember
this
we
is
said...
not, like, anything new.
We said this was going to happen. I mean, it was just so telegraphed from the beginning.
Yeah.
It's all about government power, which we're going to talk
it
about
is.
In a second, because Tucker had a great segment on that. Basically, this is just obedience and submission. But the Los Angeles County Sheriff, Alex Villanueva, said that they will not enforce this indoor mask.
You gotta love
mandate.
The sheriffs. It's not just the LA County. Sheriffs in general, very good.
Oh, yeah.
On most policies.
Well, you know what the thing is that even if they don't agree with it politically, which of course Villanueva does not, but even if they don't agree with that politically, it's a case of they don't even have the resources to do that.
No.
Look at the skyrocketing crime.
Yeah.
Crime is a big problem.
LA County, it's 10 million people.
Yeah. Yep.
And I think the last time I checked, As of July 18th, only four people have died.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's like, what are we doing here?
Well, then you have the case of what happened yesterday.
Yeah.
With the the chief COVID science whatever
yes,
the fuck
yes, sir,
of the United Kingdom.
Valance, Sir
yeah.
Valance.
What did he?
I forgot his
okay,
first
so
name.
What did he first say, and then what did he correct it to?
Oh my God!
Because you wrote about
he set off panic worldwide when he said that 60% of COVID hospitalizations in the UK. Are among the double vaccinated.
Double vaxxed. 60%.
So, of course, everyone's like, what? Oh, fuck. What's going on? What are the numbers? This, that, another? An hour and a half later, I believe.
Yeah, about that.
3:30. He's like, oh, I'm sorry. My bad. I meant 60% are unvaccinated.
Yeah.
And
then
just
didn't even clarify any further about the other 40%,
no.
Right? And I'm like, what kind of information
exactly.
are you trying to put out
that's
here?
Actually not – That's not clarification. That is, I dare say, worse than all of the nonsense Fauci has said combined, maybe.
But it wasn't worse than that initial study way back when.
Oh,
you remember
God.
That one
yeah.
study that was like
2.5 million
people are going to die. And
oh, my God.
Set off everything. And then later on, they were like, oh, never mind.
Was that Imperial College?
Yeah.
Imperial, that's
what it was.
That was. That was the basis for everything.
Don't you just love when they do that? And then they get to be like, oh, never mind. That's just science. We're testing our hypothesis.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
But then when the climate change shit comes up, oh, well, that's settled.
No, it's settled. Yeah, it's settled. Can't
like science
can't
by definition is not settled.
Never is.
Right. Exactly.
Never is.
You know, certain stuff you're going to be maybe 99% confident on, but even the best scientists in the world will tell you there's always a 1% chance
of
something else happening.
Exactly.
So all of this is happening. The Democrats who came up here to D.C. fleeing their duties in Texas as lawmakers. What happened to them?
Well, they all got COVID.
Well, they all brought the Delta variant with them here to D.C.
They are bioterrorists.
Bioterrorists. These fugitive Democrats' stunt has now become a COVID super spreader in which you have a member of the Speaker's office who also has COVID, who was double vaccinated, might add, and a member of the White House, a White House official unnamed.
So that's Kamala Harris.
Yeah, well, I don't
know. Kamala Harris met with them, but and she said she wasn't going to quarantine.
But they said that her test result came back negative. So I don't know.
Well,
but yeah, it wouldn't be above them to lie, or below them to lie. Yeah,
yeah.
We have here a little super spreader. You remember every time Trump even had like a person in the Oval Office,
super spreader event. Well, Christmas party, super spreader.
Yep, they came to DC with a case of Miller Lite, and they left with six cases of Corona.
I think we should. I think we should do the Wuhan protocol. We should find out where they're staying and weld their hotel door shut.
Yeah, someone did tweet. They were like, "Okay, it's time to shut down all traffic in and out of Washington D.C." as mentioned here, Tucker Carlson, great segment on masks, mask mandates, just masks in general. This was on Friday night. We have a good clip for you here. Take a listen.
Well, the city of Los Angeles has announced it is bringing back indoor mask mandates, and they will apply even to people who've been vaccinated.
Masking indoors must again become a normal practice by all, regardless of vaccination status, so that we can stop the trends and level of transmission we're currently seeing.
So it doesn't make a ton of sense, and the LA County Sheriff, Alex Villanueva, has just announced he will not enforce the mandate that you just heard, and that does make sense, because it's not rooted in science. How do we know this? Well, back in May, the director of the CDC, Rochelle Walensky, said that vaccinated people don't need to wear masks.
We are asking people to be honest with themselves. If they are vaccinated and they are not wearing a mask, they are safe. If they are not vaccinated and they are not wearing a mask, they are not safe.
Ooh, so the experts have contradictory guidance. Maybe the experts and the science have nothing to do with any of this. Maybe it's as simple as once you hand power over your life, the intimate details, what you can wear while you're eating, for example, whether you can go to church, they don't want to give it back. And they're not. There are signs tonight that other cities are going to reinstate mask mandates. In New York, Governor Andrew Cuomo just tweeted that masks should be mandatory because, and we're not making this up, they're a sign of respect and can prevent the common cold. So why ever take it off? Are they a sign of respect to the people who are forced to wear them? No, they're a sign of obedience and submission. That's why they mandate them. Meanwhile, the World Health Organization is warning that a third wave of the virus is about to knock out all the progress that vaccines have made.
But this is just getting ridiculous.
Yeah.
It's all a measure, and we've said this for the longest time. It's all about obedience and government submission. Yeah. And what can we get away with telling you have to
do? It's not about science anymore. Fauci admitted that the store-bought masks that we have all been hoarding and the Democrats have been fetishizing over don't work. They don't curb the spread of COVID.
That was yet another thing we said from the beginning.
Oh, yeah.
Was that these stupid cloth face diapers that people were putting on.
Don't do nothing. Don't do shit. I mean, I still got the damn virus.
Right. It's like wearing a t-shirt over your face.
It is. Yeah.
It's like, do you smell a fart with a t-shirt over Yes. Okay, then the virus is getting through.
Which is exactly what he said. It's like, because the virus is so small, it gets through the store bar. Which, by the way, are all made in China, which is the seat of irony.
Oh, I know. Well, another thing we talked about before, we're just kind of listening.
How they're hoarding all the PPE.
The Chinese acts of war.
Yeah.
When they knew this virus was going to get out. Yeah. I mean, you could go down the whole list here. It's ridiculous. And good thing we have Senator Rand Paul, who's one of the only people up on the Hill on the Republican side that's worth a damn.
That was awesome.
How good was that?
That was awesome.
So yet again, Dr. Rand Paul, Republican senator from the great state of Kentucky, just totally destroyed Fauci in front of Congress on Tuesday morning, which, by the way, found it very interesting that now that Fauci has been exposed as this huge fraud, not a single network nor C-SPAN was carrying this hearing live on television.
Wow, really? Even C-SPAN?
Mm-hmm. Do you remember before? Oh, he was on every network.
That's really funny.
Every single network. Yeah. You could only watch it online. Well, it's a good thing that some of us were watching it online because this great exchange occurred where Senator Rand Paul yet again smacked down Fauci for conflicting statements on the Wuhan lab, the lab leak, and his potential role, Fauci's potential role in this lab leak. Which is an interesting theory that we need to talk more about because there's a lot of questions here about money and oversight and all that. Take a listen to this.
If the point that you are making is that the grant that was funded as a subaward from EcoHealth to Wuhan created SARS-CoV-2, that's where you are getting. Let me finish.
We don't know.
Well,
we don't
wait
know
a minute.
If it did come from the lab, but all the evidence is pointing that it came from the lab. And there will be responsibility for those who funded the lab, including yourself.
I totally
This committee
resent,
will allow the witness to respond.
I totally resent the lie that you are now propagating, Senator, because if you look at the viruses that were used in the experiments that were given in the annual reports that were published in the literature, it is molecularly impossible.
No one's saying those viruses caused it.
It
no
is molecularly.
Those viruses caused the pandemic. What we're alleging is that gain of function research was going on in that lab and NIH funded it.
That is
you can't
not.
Get away from it. It meets your definition and you are obfuscating the truth.
I'm not obfuscating the truth.
Senator
You're
Paul's
the one.
Time is expired, but I will allow the witness to.
Let me just finish. I want everyone to understand that if you look at those viruses, and that's judged by qualified virologists and evolutionary biologists. Those viruses are molecularly impossible
no one's
to
saying
result
they are. No
in
one's
SARS-CoV-2.
Those viruses caused the pandemic.
Senator Paul,
we're saying they are gain-of-function viruses because they were animal viruses that became more transmissible in human, and you funded it.
And you
admit the truth.
And you implying.
Senator Paul, your time has expired, and I will allow witnesses who come before this committee to respond.
And you are implying that what we did was responsible for the deaths of individual. I totally resent
that.
And if anybody is lying here, Senator, it is you.
The man doesn't want to talk about the money. And that is a major red flag. Yeah. He doesn't want to talk about the money. He doesn't want to talk about what it was allegedly used for. Because I think he knows that the Chinese kind of, you know, pulled a fast one on him.
Did you notice how angry
he got? And
he was
just like, you know what? Okay, maybe it's for science. So maybe it'll all work out. Oh, yeah. He always gets pissed when you mention the grant money.
Well, you could tell when he's rehearsing government lines.
Yeah.
And then you can tell when he's like kind of caught off guard and really defensive and like,
exactly.
Oh, fuck. Yeah. They got me.
He can't say it because it'll be like oil and water.
Yeah.
You know, it's just like we'll know that.
But he knows the Democrats are going to come to defend him, as of course they did today, even though they think he's a fraud too.
Yeah.
But he became their god.
Yeah.
So was, you know.
They're stuck with him.
Yep.
Kind of like how the left is stuck with Avenatti.
Yeah, I forgot about that.
Who's serving, a lengthy prison sentence.
How many years did he get?
Like 2.5 years.
That's not that long.
Yeah, but it's a long time for, you know, making sure you don't
soap. I'm pretty sure he's in white-collar prison. I'll have to check where he's at, but I'm pretty sure he's in white-collar prison.
Oh, so then he can definitely drop the soap in white-collar
prison. In fact, he's probably making business deals for when he gets out up there
because
they're
all
crooks.
Camp Cupcake.
Yeah, speaking of white-collar crooks, the people that are in charge of our economy right now, Jerome Powell, Joe Biden, Janet Yellen, they all have no fucking clue about basic economics because inflation is skyrocketing.
There was a rebound today.
Yesterday, that's how the big players make money. That's they drive it down, and then they drive it up, and then they drive it down again, and then back up. You know?
Someone to see a reaction.
I love that because someone was like that. I was like, well, it's a good thing the Dow rebounded. I'm like, it's only because they're making money on it, right? You know, overall, the data points about the economy are not great.
Yeah.
You're seeing some significant slowdowns in key places here.
Yeah,
luckily,
when Jerome Powell says that, he said there's going to be massive inflation for the next several months. That's not really a good sign.
Well, you know, kind of halfway said that, but he was still like, oh, well, we think it's going to be transitory in nature. That's their favorite thing.
Transitory.
You know? They love saying transitory.
Yeah, transitory.
Everything is transitory. Yeah. My bowel movements are transitory.
Yes.
The stock market is transitory. Inflation is transitory. You know, the labor issues that we're having, transitory. It's all in transit. You can make anything in transit you want.
Yeah.
Well, then Janet Yellen
My
comes
race
out.
Is transitory.
Well, yeah, you can. Now it is, yeah. Remember that white guy went
Asian,
right?
Yeah, he went Asian.
Now, then Janet Yellen comes out later, and she's like, well, we may see quite a few months of very serious inflation.
Oh, my God.
Not qualifying it as transitory. And then everyone's like, oh, fuck.
Wait a minute.
So which is it?
I know. What is it? Yeah. Right? It's like with COVID. What is it now?
Yeah. Well, you know, they're also in a kind of shitty situation because everybody's addicted to this Fed cash. You have the people who won't go back to work because of the supplemental unemployment from the federal government.
Yes.
And the economy in just in general is like, meh.
Yeah.
You know, uncertain, right? Are we going to go back into restrictions and lockdowns? Is that going to significantly hurt the rebound, right?
Yeah.
You know, there's a lot of unanswered questions.
Monday was just a cacophony of just the nonsense. It was just bad.
But one thing that is for sure is that inflation has skyrocketed. Is very real.
Yeah.
Things are extremely expensive. Thank God OPEC was like, yeah, you know what? Let's open up the floodgates a little bit. So they're letting more oil out. Yeah. So oil went down. Hopefully we've seen the highest of gas prices, but we'll see. I mean, well, we've seen the highest for now is what I'll say.
I know.
Because we're in a transitory period.
Let's wait until Labor Day, Storm. Let's wait.
We're in a transitory period on the energy market because you have the Trump policies are still kind of in effect here, right?
Are.
With the energy independence and drilling and stuff like that. We're still...
They're trying to keep that hidden.
They are.
They are. Because they work. And
because they know if they don't...
Oh, AOC is going to go to Twitter, and then it's going to be a shit show again.
Well, and if they fully revoke it right now, like snap, and we become, you know,
$8 at the pump.
Exactly. So
before an election,
we're in between right now.
Yeah, I know.
Right? You know, they want to do this Green New Deal shit, and they want to pump, you know, 7, 8, 9, who the fuck knows how many trillion. And the current debt sits at $28.5 trillion. So you have all of this going on, right? And the Dow rebounded today. But yesterday it was crashed between 700 and 1,000 points all day.
Yeah.
And what does Biden do?
Oh, he talks about how, like, we're on a recovery. Look how great my recovery is.
He goes out there and talks about the success of the Biden economy. And, you know, I just love when they talk about how many millions of jobs they created. And I'm like, but you didn't create
those jobs. They were on hold. Even liberal Democrats on Twitter were like, I'm not sure these are jobs created.
Right. You know, to use my analogy, it's a very simple analogy.
Yeah.
You have $20 before.
Yeah.
I loan you 10
because
it just goes away for the meantime.
Yeah.
And then I get 10 back.
You don't get...
I didn't create the $10. Yeah. I'm just back to whole, which we're not even close to back to whole.
This is just as bad as when McCain said that the fundamentals of our economy were strong.
Yes. While the economy was crashing.
While the economy was literally... While we were losing 800,000 jobs a month.
Yeah,
starting in October
of 2008. And they're like, oh, well, the unemployment rate's okay. It's not that bad. I'm like... That's all fugazi.
Yeah, it is.
They fake everything.
People have left the job market.
Yeah.
Job participation rate has gone down. I believe it's gone down.
Well, you know, that's the funny
thing. Labor
participation rate is terrible. That's what I look at.
Terrible.
Especially if you look at prime working age males, which is 25 to 40, I believe, is like pretty much the worst it's ever been.
Well, of course it looks better because like 15 million people have left the job market.
Well, yeah, those guys are sitting at home collecting government cheese playing video games. Yeah. I mean, you know.
Listen, when Bojangles, which sells like fried chicken, which looks really good, by the way. Fortunately, it's a Southern thing. When they're offering $500 hiring bonuses at Bojangles.
Well, that's nothing. You know, I've seen...
Like, I'm just saying, like, I'm not trying to say, like, oh, fast food workers. No, I'm not bashing. I'm just saying, when a fast food establishment is offering hiring bonuses, which are never offered ever anywhere again.
I've seen FedEx offering $1,000 bonuses. There's other trucking companies that are offering $3,000 sign-on bonuses. You know, they can't get people to work.
No.
And...
I think I might join that trucking business.
Yeah.
$3,000?
In your spare time, trucking mats can just be Asian driver.
I just go through backyards. I took a shortcut. Here's your fucking package. Yeah.
How much blinkers do I need to go over four lengths?
None. I go now.
That's one of the best clips of Family Guy.
A 95-yard backup on 95.
You know, there's that. And then people are like, well, they're not going to fudge the unemployment numbers. I'm like,
of course they do. Obama did that for 8 fucking years.
I'm like, do you have any clue what the government lies about? You don't think they're going to lie about fucking numbers?
No, really.
they're lying about murders and deaths. And do you think they're not going to lie about fucking unemployment numbers? And there's another you know,
they're not going to so, fudge the numbers.
Isn't it just so hilarious? I'm like, they just stole a fucking election and you don't think they're going to fudge the numbers? That's like the...
What are you smoking?
That's right. That's like the 11 million illegal immigrants lie.
Oh, yeah.
It's really like 30.
It's 30. The figure has remained the same since Barbara Jordan was alive.
Yeah. Like, you don't think they're going to lie about unemployment? They're lying about how many fucking illegals are in the country. And there's another example that I just saw. Supplies in grocery stores are yet again getting low.
Oh, Jesus.
And it's not because of supply shortages, per se. It's because they don't have the workers,
to get the stuff
from point A to point B, so from the distribution to the actual grocery store, and then out onto the shelves.
Yeah.
That's a problem. You know, they have shit sitting in the back. It's we don't have the people to put it out.
Those guys, they're not machines. They got to sleep.
Oh, yeah, but let's listen to Biden's little bit of remarks yesterday where he also tried to make the argument that inflation is transitory.
We also know that as our economy has come roaring back, we've seen some price increases. Some folks have raised worries that this could be a sign of persistent inflation. But that's not our view. Our experts believe, and the data shows, that most of the price increases we've seen were expected and expected to be temporary. Reality is you can't flip the global economic light back on and not expect this to happen.
He said it's a transition and temporary, but it's the same word.
Jesus
Christ. It's fucking hilarious. Unbelievable. Enough of this.
Again, you had the Maserati. The Trump-built Maserati regarding the economy and economic growth and job creation, and like Obama, they ran it into the goddamn ditch.
Oh, in 6 months to the day.
6 months to the day? Yeah.
Well, you know, that's what going back to the point I was making the other day of, I think we lived through the golden years, and we may not just have realized it at the time.
Really?
Because now, I mean, this looks like a downward spiral from here. Yeah. We have all of this disaster. And even if we do take back Congress in the midterms...
we have to win the presidential in 2 years to make everything...
Okay, but
somewhat
midterms
permanent.
Are still 16 fucking months away.
I use that term loosely.
What? Look how much damage it did in six months.
I know.
16 months?
Yeah.
No, for sure.
Yeah.
They're not going to do anything as potentially controversial during an election year, you would think.
Yeah.
That's why I think they're trying to do their big bang here with... This reconciliation
human infrastructure thing
is because they realize that this might be their only chance, and they're pretty much in for a bloodbath. I'm hearing they're having trouble recruiting for the midterms, Democrats, because people don't want to go to a slaughter, especially in districts that just barely went Trump. They think that's going to swing an additional 5 to 7, maybe even 10. Right?
That is like 30 pickups. That's 30 pickups right there, Storm.
But
5 to 7?
But that's assuming that the suburban districts don't go worse Democrat.
Oh, God.
Now, I'm not saying that they're going to, right?
Yeah.
But that's a dangerous assumption to make, right? Because they could go more Democrat. I mean, look at the total indoctrination going on in this country.
That's true.
I mean, the sheeple are significant, right? People that you think are potentially, like, smart, highly educated people, they go with the narrative.
Yeah.
And now you would hope that maybe when they're in secret, they vote differently. But I don't know.
I don't know. You can't trust that.
Right. So, no, I hope you're right.
Yeah.
I hope you're right.
That's every single district that we lost in 18 and then some. That type of swing.
Well, even that piece of shit Dave Wasserman, who I can't stand, but sometimes is correct, even though he was wrong on basically every single House race last year.
Yeah, that was pretty bad,
Remember I said that leading up to it. I'm like, look at this motherfucker.
Totally right. I mean, Abby Finkelhauer in Iowa 1 or Iowa 2, I mean, he blew that one.
And then
it was just an avalanche of just wrong from
there.
Is
a data point to me that even further reinforces my theory of the theft of the election, but we'll save that for another day.
Yeah, what did he say about the races, though?
But he said the Dems to just hold the House, would have to be like D+8. In the general election, which, you know, in a midterm is just not going to happen, right? But the left's entire messaging is kind of starting to crumble on its own, on itself, I guess you would say.
Yeah.
You wrote about this on Defund Police.
What are
they doing now?
Well, basically, all the progressive left, whose representatives are in like D+900 districts, so they can keep doing this shit, they're like, all these moderate Dems are leaving us.
Yeah.
And then you have former BLM leaders saying, well, you know, this only goes to Joe Biden being the segregationist. So they're going to continue the fight. Moderate Dems are going to run away from it. There's going to be a bloodbath. They're going to start eating their own. And, I mean, you see that with D.C. Look at D.C. I mean, Abigail Marone, I think, who was in the comms office for Howie, was like, this is an act in four parts. It was all defund, defund, defund. Cops should use their overtime to combat crime. Well, it's just like, when there's a shooting outside of Nats Park, which is super gentrified, by the way, in Navy Yard, that's how you know.
I mean, there's a lot of cops.
Shit's getting out of control.
Yeah.
And carjackings are through the roof. We have, like, what, over 101 homicides so far this year?
Did you know that I just found out last night that the murder rate per capita is higher in D.C. than it is Chicago?
Oh, my God.
If we had as many people here as Chicago does, we would have already had 386 murders in the city of D.C., District of Columbia.
Wow. Yeah.
Yep. So soft on crime.
Yeah, being pro crime, not really popular.
But then again, you know,
that should scare suburban voters, by the way.
But two sides to this. We said all this was going to happen.
Okay? Yeah, no, but Trump's not on the ticket though.
But results are different.
Yeah.
Right? Now they see the crime.
Yeah.
So maybe
it's coming.
Maybe that changes things. Yeah. I don't know. You know, one difference I do see here is that for once the Democrats aren't all on the same talking point.
No.
Remember how Trump always says the one thing that Democrats are really good at is sticking together and the Republicans are not?
Yeah.
True. But in this case, they're not. And that also goes for the spending bills.
Yeah.
You have a number of moderate Democrats that say, whoa, 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 we have a number of issues with this massive reconciliation package that's going to be trillions and trillions of dollars. We don't know how much it's going to be yet, right? Mm-hmm. Which is separate from the bill that they're going to vote on tomorrow. That hasn't even been written or published yet.
Oh.
It's going to be hundreds and hundreds of pages, and they're going to maybe try to vote on it tomorrow night or Thursday. Schumer filed for cloture.
Oh, great.
So they're going to – this is the filibuster vote, right?
This is it.
You have – the bill's not written yet. They say, okay, well, Thursday morning, whatever they have, we're going to take it to the floor. Okay, that's a great way to govern.
So this is it's Obamacare 2.0. We have to pass it to see what's in it.
And this is the quote-unquote small package of $1 trillion of supposedly pure infrastructure, but who knows what they'll try to jam into it. But word on the street this afternoon is that no Republican will vote to advance this.
All right, good. That's good.
We'll see if they hold. Yeah, we'll see if they hold.
That's good.
You know, I trust Republicans in this town just about as much as I trust Democrats.
I know.
Except for a few up on the Hill.
Yeah, I know.
And we'll see if that happens, right? So that's the small infrastructure. But why would any Republican even entertain the idea of negotiating any spending with Democrats, given the fact that they literally just told us that they're going to jam through a $3.5 trillion-plus reconciliation bill of all of the left's wet dreams?
Oh, yeah.
No matter what happens with this vote.
I know.
Wasn't the whole point of a bipartisan, quote, infrastructure plan to avoid them doing that?
All right.
Right?
Yeah.
And we don't know if Manchin or Sinema is going to back this.
No.
Right? So we'll see what happens.
Yeah, we'll see.
It's going to be interesting. I mean, I hope that they'll come – that Manchin will come to his senses. I mean, and this is not just a money spending bill. They're putting all kinds of other shit in here. They're putting –
yeah, there's
– amnesty.
Yep.
Amnesty.
Yeah.
Which I want to bring up in a second.
Is college debt in this one?
I'm not sure. That's light on details.
Exactly. Well, because like when you say the breadth of the bill, it's not written. They're just going to vote on whatever is written. Easy to sneak that in.
Oh yeah, for sure. Well, you know, when you have these 1,000 pages bill, no one's reading that.
Yeah.
No one can read that fast.
Even the aides who are supposed to read it can't even read that fast. I agree.
The congressmen don't read it.
Yeah.
There's probably like a handful of members of Congress that actually read the bills.
Yeah.
Like, for real. I mean...
Oh, I agree. I know. We've seen it firsthand.
Sometimes these guys walk down to the floor, and women, they don't even know how they're supposed to vote.
No.
They look over to their staffer, and they're like, how am I supposed to vote on this one?
Yeah.
What?
How will this impact me back home?
That's no way to govern a country.
No.
I mean, and then we wonder why D.C. is so broken. But, you know, in addition to the amnesty, which I want to get more details on in a second... You have the PRO Act in there, which will be devastating for businesses in this country. Devastating. If you don't know what the PRO Act is, look it up.
Yeah.
It's an acronym, PRO.
Yeah.
the Protecting the Right to Organize Act.
Yeah.
It's essentially banning right to work states.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
In addition to...
That's how you know that labor unions are, like, you know, gasping for air.
Right. In addition to attempting to reclassify millions of independent contractors in this country as employees, which they don't want to be, it also fortifies union strongholds on a lot of the places. Now the amnesty, which is a huge problem. Nobody knows how many years it'll be. Right? Could be as little as one. It could be go straight from illegal to citizen.
Oh, my God.
And I'm hoping that there's going to be an interim in there. But I think either way, if this happens, country's just finished.
Yeah.
There's no going back. And the country's just finished. If you give citizenship to 25 million illegals in this country,
forget about it.
They're going to vote Democrat.
Yeah, forget about it.
You don't think the Democrats are going to make sure to remind them?
Yeah.
Don't forget who gave you that citizenship that you're going to use to vote now.
Uh-huh.
You know? I mean, they just stole an election in which we won.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And now they're coming back with, but this isn't going to affect the politics.
No.
Dick Durbin went onto the floor last night, and he's like, well, the Republicans don't want this amnesty because they're just afraid that it's going to change the country too much. I'm like,
reason why Israelis Israel doesn't accept, you know, right of return.
It's like they shouldn't even be here.
Yeah.
Get them out. Get the hell out of here. Trump had it right. Yeah.
Get them out of here.
And then, you know, just when I have hope for Manchin, you know, after he says, well, he's going to uphold the filibuster and he's not going to pass massive spending bills on party lines, which is to be determined, he now is going to vote to confirm the eco-terrorist Tracy Stone Manning to lead the Bureau of Land Management. And she's a real piece of work. Literal fucking eco-terrorist now going to be in charge of lands in this country. The top public lands job in the whole fucking country.
Great.
Literally a Democrat eco-terrorist.
Yeah.
How do you think that's going to go?
Well, maybe this is his carrot, and the stick is he's going to vote against Chipman and all the other people.
You always love to try to find the fucking silver lining. There is no silver lining to this. And let me tell you, Chipman's an interesting case.
The longer he lingers,
Several Democrats.
There are problems. I'm just going to say this. He's not a shoo-in.
I don't think any Republican's going to vote for him. Again, Murkowski and Collins are the wild cards.
Oh, and Mitt?
No, he already said no.
Oh, he said no? Okay, good.
Because remember, Utah, they like the guns.
That's true.
Even a piece of shit from Pennsylvania, Toomey, said that he's not going to.
Wow, okay, good.
It comes down to the Democrats now.
The guy's nuts. So
Manchin is undetermined. Sinema's undetermined. Mm-hmm. Tester is undetermined, which I find interesting.
Tester.
Because he could be the one to say
Montana, they like their guns up there, too.
Exactly.
Remember, Max Baucus voted against the 2013 Manchin II bill. Because why? Or the assault weapons ban amendment. Why? He's like, you just said... Montana. That's what I said to the reporters. Montana.
Do remember that Tester, for as much as he tries to play off that he's a moderate, is Schumer's little bitch on the leash.
Yeah, it is true. It is true.
You know, that's like...
He wears that Schumer dog collar very well.
Yep. But yeah, so we'll see what happens on all that. It's going to be an interesting few weeks here in D.C. And now remember, all of this is backstopped by the fact that Congress has to take its vacation because they basically leave for the whole month of August.
That's great.
So August happens, they're gone. Mm-hmm. September comes around, it's government funding time.
Yeah.
And you remember what I say
uh-huh.
about government funding bills.
Yeah.
It's the only time that Congress ever passes anything.
Yeah, they always wait till the last minute, so everything's must pass.
Yep.
And then it's another CR, and then we're CR'd again. We're being CR'd to death. For the past decade, we've been CR'd to death.
Well, the thing is, this isn't going to be CR because this is going to be the new, the new spending, right? So it's not going to be – well. A lot of it'll be CR.
Yeah.
But then they're going to add a couple trillion on top.
They're going to log roll everything.
And then they put everything in, you know, though again, it's must pass, right? So are you really going to vote against this, you know, thing to shut down the government over the amnesty of 25 million illegals?
You'll get killed. You will absolutely get killed.
As a Democrat, of course.
Yeah, no way. They're going to run like scared wombats because that's how this town operates.
And there's just things we can't stop now. One thing that could happen is the Senate parliamentarian could rule that these things are not of a budgetary concern. They'll make the argument that the amnesty is because it will increase tax revenues. Okay.
We'll see.
You can make that argument.
We'll see.
We'll see if this parliamentarian will go along with it.
This person shot down the minimum wage hike, so...
But only at the number it was at because it broke outside of the bounds of the numbers, right?
That's true.
She didn't say you can't put any minimum wage hike in. Yeah. She just said you can't put it to 15 because it's outside the budgetary constraints. They probably could have gotten away with 11.
Yeah.
And because it's such a great system, they could also outright ignore the parliamentarian.
Well, yeah, you know.
I mean, that's also the – that's like the that's like the nuclear option.
We'll see. And then we'll have to sue. You know, I do
– oh, Jesus Christ.
There's certain things here.
I have a headache.
Right. There's certain things here that are like immigration and naturalization law and this and that. But, yeah, so we're going to talk about the border and some – actually a piece of good news in a second.
Mm.
But first, we have a message from one of our sponsors. Take a listen.
Hi, everyone. Do you miss President Trump? A lot of people do. I'm coming to you with a very special offer that you do not want to miss. Now's your chance to enter to win one of six signed photos of President Trump. These were hand-signed by President Trump, and soon one could be hanging up in your house. When President Trump signed these, he wanted to make sure all of his supporters had the chance to receive one, and now is your chance. All you have to do is text TRIGGER to 55404 today. Again, that's TRIGGER, TRIGGER, to 55404 for your chance to win a beautiful photo of President Trump and First Lady Melania Trump, hand-signed by President Trump himself. Again, text TRIGGER to 55404 to have your name entered twice to win a hand-signed Trump photo. You do not want to miss this. Our contest ends soon. This message was paid for by the National Republican Senatorial Committee.
Let's talk about the border crisis, because that continues to spiral out of control. We just got the June apprehension. I like how they call it apprehension.
Yeah, I know, yeah.
Because it's not arrest.
No.
Right? They're
it's
not
the ones
locking
we know
these
about.
People
again,
up.
Again, it's always the ones we fucking know about.
But it's not even like they're locking these people up.
Oh, yeah.
They literally just take them in. They write their name down, whether it be fake or real, and they release.
Goodbye.
As Trump says, it's called catch and release.
Yep.
Not so good.
Yeah.
Right? We had stopped that. Well, it's back with Biden. And in June, Customs and Border Protection encountered at least 188,829 illegals attempting entry along the U.S.-Mexico border. 5% increase over last month, which was also a basically all-time high, at least in the last 10 to 15 years.
For sure.
And again, like you said, it's the ones we caught.
Yeah.
And a lot of them are just turning themselves in.
Yeah.
Because they know
they
don't even have to.
Yeah, they know. They're, here's your court date. Oh, okay.
They walk up. They're like, oh, hello, Mr. Border Patrol.
Yeah.
Take us.
Yeah.
They take you. They sign you. You're out. Boom. They're done.
Done, yes.
They have no room for these people. The detention facilities are at 300 and something percent. And they just have no room. Well, the one bit of good news on illegal immigration is that on Friday afternoon, Judge Andrew Hannon of the Southern District of Texas, could always count on Texas, issued a decision that blocks the Department of Homeland Security from approving new DACA applications. And the decision specifically, here's the part that I really like, found that President Barack Obama illegally exceeded his executive authority in 2012 when they created the DACA program, and that it was an illegally implemented program. And that, quote, the public interest of the nation is always served by the cessation of a program that was created in violation of law and whose existence violates the law. Now, he did hold off for now on deciding how current recipients will be affected. Again, I don't think that would matter either way because Biden's deporting literally no one.
Yeah.
Not even murderers and rapists.
No one can be deported.
Yeah, you know, that was the real stunning thing, right? Is that we find out that not only are they just not deporting anybody, they're just letting them free in the country. They're not even deporting the violent illegal criminals.
This person raped like 9 kids. I don't care.
Yeah.
He can't be deported.
Yeah,
that's
we can't
cruel.
Send any illegals out.
That's cruel to deport child rapists.
So, yeah. DACA program, illegal. We will see what happens. Could be setting up another Supreme Court case here. Maybe this time Roberts won't fuck us, but, you know. You know how that goes.
I know.
Exactly. It's... All right. Here's a little bit more good news. Just a little bit more.
Uh-huh.
On Sunday, Brian Stelter, affectionately known as Tater, or Humpty Dumpty, he had author Michael Wolff on, who wrote the newest in a long string of anti-Trump books, long history of shoddy reporting and being a real...
Oh, that book was garbage.
Just a real piece of shit in general.
Yeah, that book was terrible.
But I did love when he was on Stelter's own show.
Yeah.
And he basically smacked him down and just fucked him up on his own show on live television. Listen to him go off.
I think the media has done a terrible job on this. I think you yourself, you know, while you're a nice guy, you know, you're full of sanctimony. You know, you become part of one of the parts of the problem of the media. You know, you come on here and you have a, you know, a monopoly on truth. You know exactly how things are supposed to be done. You know, you are why one of the reasons people can't stand the media. I'm sorry.
You're cracking me up.
It's your fault.
So what should I do differently, Michael?
You know, don't talk so much. Listen more. You know, people have genuine problems with the media. The media doesn't get the story right. The media exists in its own bubble.
That's true.
You know,
I agree.
You know, you got to stop. I mean, that last segment that I just had to listen to of all of the people saying the same old stuff. Also, you're incredibly repetitive. It's week after week. I mean, you're the flip side of Donald Trump. You know, fake news, and you say virtuous news. You know, there's
we just figure out what is real.
I mean,
yeah,
we.
I'm listening.
Well, figuring out what is real is not so easy. And right. You know, most people don't want to turn to Brian Stelter to tell us what's real. I'm sorry.
Well, then why'd you bother coming on CNN a few times this week?
You know, I'm a book salesman.
Michael, I love talking to you. I'm grateful you came on. And I guess let's do it again in 4 years.
Hear why people can't stand the media. I'm like, this is just so rich. You got this fucking guy.
You got like a Trump liar, pretty much.
Yeah.
Basically, he's calling the law.
Yeah, it's unbelievable. Two little bits of woke news here, or I guess this first one is actually quite more dangerous than just being a little piece of woke news. I thought we talked about this on Thursday, but I don't know if we did, so I had to re-bring it up here.
Yeah. Rehash. It's rehash.
Did we talk about it? I don't know. I can't remember.
I think we did, but it's always good to remind people.
Yeah. So, General Mark Milley, who's the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, what did he do?
Well, basically, we're brown shirts.
He said that Trump is Hitler and that the MAGA supporters are brown shirts. No, we definitely talked about this.
Yeah.
Now I remember talking about this.
Yeah.
Because I remember...
Because remember, he was like, we have the guns. That was
yes.
And I'm just like, I'm pretty sure that's not true. You have guns, sure. Yeah, military has guns, but so do a lot of civilians. So,
yeah, this is.
I mean, have you seen World War Z? We'll just engulf and eat you if you want.
This is very bad for a number of reasons, whether it be the military going full woke and leading to the good people leaving the military. You have. The loss of fighting readiness that we have here because
it's degraded
because
sure.
They're concerned with bullshit.
Yeah.
You also have now I heard that Biden is thinking of issuing a mandate that every single member of the military must be vaccinated, which is causing a lot of issues.
Oh boy.
And I hear that if that does in fact happen, that we may lose upwards of 15% of commanding officers who will resign or retire early. Which is a problem, again, for readiness, right?
Yeah.
You know, here's the thing. Our military is sitting here talking about woke feelings and circle jerking over vaccine mandates and this and that. Meanwhile, China's just on the march.
Oh, yeah.
They're getting ready to take Taiwan.
Yeah.
They're getting ready to take a massive offensive posturing even further than they have before in the South China Sea. I mean, you could go on and on.
Yeah.
And then... We're sitting here.
Hell of a system you got.
Yeah, this is good.
Hell of a system. Really this good. Is good. This is fine. The dog on fire. This is fine.
Yeah. And of course, the NFL is doubling down on its social justice activism as well. They're right in line with the woke military. The Black National Anthem.
What the fuck is that?
It's this song.
It's not.
Right?
It's made up, right? It's made up. It's like Kwanzaa. It's a made up fucking thing.
Here's the thing. I don't have a problem with the song. I have a problem with it being determined to be, quote, the Black National Anthem. Because there's only one national anthem.
Yeah, there's only one.
Right?
Yeah.
That's my real problem with this. Yeah. You want to play this song before the game? Be my guest. I give zero shits. Now, it shouldn't be part of, like, the pomp and circumstance of the national anthem because it's not in the same league. But, I mean, you hear some of the shit they play at these football games.
Oh, yeah.
This rap.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
If they want to play this uplifting, you know, song, be my guest.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's not a national anthem.
No, it's not. I want the Asian national anthem, I'm going to write it now.
What does that sound like?
I don't know.
Well, you get to decide.
I'm going to decide it.
You know what you should
and
do.
And guess what? There's going to be an Hispanic national anthem and then the white national anthem.
Let's not get carried away. Here's what we're going to do, because I'm taking partial credit for this idea because it was come up on Trigger.
Sure.
You're going to write the Asian national anthem.
Yeah.
And then we're going to tell the NFL, if they don't play this,
yes,
that they're racist.
They're racist.
And however much money they give us,
yeah,
you keep 60, I'll keep 40.
That's fine.
I'll be your agent.
Yeah.
The white agent.
Yeah.
Get more done.
White agent. We'll do it.
Oh,
that's
my
a
God.
Nice little
I mean, but this is like...
That's how the Sopranos and the Lupertazzi used to split their deals, too.
But look at the rest of this part.
I know.
It's to reinforce its 10-year, $250 million commitment to combat systemic racism. The league will promote social justice via on-field signage and decals on player helmets and in-stadium PSAs. So... let's go get us a chunk of that $250.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
I would rather that be going to player salaries. I mean, they're paying increasing the cap, but that's okay.
They're paying them off here. They're like, here.
Here.
We're sorry. Here's $250 million.
Yeah.
What the fuck? What is going on in this country? It's unbelievable.
Unbelievable.
You know reparations are just around the corner,
Oh,
too.
They're coming.
I
can't wait to get my reparation.
Here's the thing.
I'm just going to be like, well, I'm black.
Trans black.
I'm trans black.
The thing is... if they were going to do it, they would have had to do it now.
Yeah.
Because there's no way that they're going to do that in an election year.
Oh, no.
I just don't think so.
No. Oh, hey, listen, we'll find out tomorrow. The bill hasn't been fucking written yet.
No. We're not going to find out tomorrow.
Yeah.
Tomorrow's the small bill.
Tomorrow's the small bill.
Tomorrow is the trains, planes, and
tomorrow
you know,
buses. It's the kids' meal, and then the supersized meal.
It's the mozzarella stick appetizer.
It's the mozzarella
stick. And then they're going to take all of August, make backroom deals, and make this government funding bill to come up in September, which they're going to try to ram through.
Yeah. That would be like the meat or the fish.
Basically.
Meat or the fish. And then, you know, the... college tuition in the slave reparations. That'll be like the slices of garlic that Paulie slices that evaporate in the oil.
Yeah.
You won't see them.
So, yeah.
Fucking A.
That's that.
That's great. That's such a great show. Oh, yeah, that's great.
Great show. We got we got two little good news in there. Well, one was a clip of enjoyment.
Yeah.
The other was good news on the DACA ruling, but that's it.
That's about it.
You know, that's all we could pull out of this.
That's about it, folks.
That's all we could pull out of this. So, if you're listening to us here on
Buy Gold.
What are you, William Devane?
Buy gold and silver from Roslyn Capital.
Oh, my
times
God.
Like these.
That's what I feel like here. I mean, it's like the only real
also
currency.
Also relief factor if you're in pain.
The only real currency is ammo. And ammo prices right now are minorly dropped slightly, just ever so slightly.
Oh.
So if you need to stock up before it goes back up again, because who knows when the next riots are around the corner.
Oh, you
anyway,
know that's happening.
To finish my little
that's coming, man.
Spieler.
August is almost here. They're going to be rioting like crazy all month.
Well,
there's going to be some... you know, there's going to be some shooting that's going to happen.
Has been a while.
It has been.
It's been a little while.
All
right. Anyway, I got to wrap up today's show. If you're listening to us here on Triggered, we are 1,000% sure you'd love it uncensored. So if you want to help us fight back against Joe Biden and his cabal of deep state leftists that are totally destroying our country and get access to the uncensored version of Triggered, selling point there, you can do so by becoming a VIP member. You will be directly supporting us. So go to townhall.com/subscribe. Use the promo code Triggered to get 25% off your subscription. Thanks to all of you who have already become VIP members. It means a lot to us. Contest winners. I have picked the winners. Have not notified them yet. Been a little busy. We've had a lot of shit going on. So
I'm one of the winners.
No. We actually...
just kidding.
They're in the fine print. It's that you specifically cannot win. But if you want a free VIP subscription, I'll give it to you for the sum of 6 million page views.
Oh, my God.
So, winners of the contest will be notified either tonight or tomorrow morning. But of course, we love all of you. Thank you for listening to Triggered. And we will be back here on Thursday for another episode of Triggered. If you want to reach out to us, always feel free to email us, triggered@townhall.com. We love all of you. Keep fighting the good fight. It's tough.
It is.
But we must keep fighting on. You know what movie I watched the other day, real quick, before we wrap up here? Yeah. Red Dawn.
Oh, good movie.
I feel like we're in Red Dawn.
Avenge me! Avenge me!
That was the clip I was going to send you. Yeah. That was what I feel like here, is that once we get locked up in the camps, someone's going to need to avenge us. The
vaccination camps?
Well, you know, they have eco-terrorists in charge of all the public land now. But someone must avenge.
You know what's also great? The South Park parody, Grey Dawn.
Yes. That's a good one. What we will have to see is
the AARP
is did in. Matt or I or any of the publications we work for make it onto the Biden enemies list?
Oh, if they we will celebrate that.
Oh, for sure.
We will celebrate that.
I mean, our doors may get knocked down by ATF, but we'll celebrate.
Yeah, exactly. Perhaps I might find myself, you know, with a bullet in my head, you know, using my non-dominant hand.
Yeah, Vince Foster.
Vince Foster.
Yeah. Perhaps we will be celebrating in Leavenworth. But it'll be worth it.
Yeah.
So, all right, folks. Oh, there's one. Drink. I can never get past that.
Damn.
We will be back here on Thursday for another episode of Triggered.
See you then.